hanging out, I disrespected Sarabi Sun Chips and just ate the whole bag. Mm. She absolutely bought a family size bag.
And a ribbot, to be fair.
Mm. And well, regardless, I saw a bag that did not belong to me, and I just...
I mean, you're a whole family.
Demolished it.
In and of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Family of three.
You're not wrong.
Family of me.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jim Gaffigan, Jim.
What's mine is theirs, and what's theirs is ours, or whatever. What's his name says? Alfalfa says it in Rascals.
Live, laugh,
love. To Darla, yeah. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is ours. That's how it goes. Anyway, welcome.
God bless
everyone. God bless this mess. Oh, I hate that.
SNL did a sketch of, like, buying funny wine signs for their friend, and they just get progressively more aggressive. Like, I love getting absolutely shit-faced in front of my friends. This is pretty funny, I thought.
That's
a bad example. But when they're all piled on top of each other, ooh,
in succession.
We should just stop. Never mind.
They're pretty good. I feel like we used to have, I don't know if we still have it, but we used to have like one of those little entry mats to like our house, and it just said the neighbors have better stuff.
Yeah, you have a new one now.
Yeah, we got
I
a new
one. I noticed that today.
Mm-hmm. It's from Evan's cousin, is an artiste.
Mm-hmm.
In
very cool.
Belgium? I don't remember where he lives. Somewhere in Europe.
Wow.
He lives in Europe, and he's an artiste, and that's where we got that mat off of his website. We'll link it in the comments if I remember. But anyway, welcome to another episode of The Mythical Menagerie. It's a podcast where three professional zookeepers, sometimes four, sometimes seven, all professional zookeepers talk about the logistics of housing and keeping a mythical creature under human care in a zoological setting. We are also joined today by my new dog. His name is Wizard, that's spelled W-Z-R-D in all caps, similar to Kid Cudi.
He's so unsure.
Yeah, he was found abandoned in an orchard and is very shy, does not love new people. He's the mythical creature we're talking about, I guess, today. Just kidding. But he is very cute, and maybe we'll post a little pic of him on the Instagram. But yeah, I am one of your co-hosts who did very minimal research today. I am Camille, and you can also refer to me as Denzel Sprack.
I am Sarah, a.k.a. Titter Snowbird.
I am Joe, a.k.a. Lord Weasel, who did even less research.
I did none. I just brought a book that has krakens in it.
Yeah, which
is the animal.
Yeah, that is the animal.
Yeah. Spoiler.
No, it was time.
Also, like, the title
the
won't
title.
Let them know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's fair.
Who knows?
We've I feel like we do pretty well.
What a creet in coming up.
Come
or
on.
Already posted.
Already happened.
It's scheduled. It hasn't come out as we're recording it.
I have no idea.
No
I've lost
idea.
It. We're scheduled through June at this point.
Yeah.
We're recording right now.
We figured it's
April,
like this is like
going to
be like
cares.
2 months from now or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe the world's gone.
Yeah, it really makes my anxiety feel better though. Like I don't have to like rush or worry about the podcast having
it's
an
almost as if we could have been like, oh, maybe skip this week, do some research on the and try again.
Well, I mean,
we
kind of
already
so
skipped a week.
Much time we did. I'm just
two.
Saying.
Oh,
two
yeah,
weeks?
2 weeks.
1 week.
I don't remember.
No,
even
we
remember.
Recorded The Hoppy.
The Hoppy.
Before.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's also nice to know that, like, say I died, I would still have, like, an ongoing presence in the world for at least a few more months.
That's dark. I love that. That's
just
so
nice
weird.
To know.
Yeah. That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's why I want to be...
A Kraken?
No.
Can we name this What's Kraken a Lacken? Or no? Like, What's Crack a Lacken? No? Okay. Feels like a no from the group, so that's fine. Feels like
so
a pretty hard no.
What's crackin' lackin'? Sure. Not what's crackin' a lackin'.
Yeah, but that, but it's, but the phrase is crack a lackin'.
I'm with you.
So it would be crackin' a lackin'. Technically.
Well, we gotta be puns out there that are less of a stretch.
Neck, back, crack.
Snack,
oh,
no.
Cute!
Snap, crack, and
pop. Oh, that's pretty good.
Snap, crack, and pop with Goma Nagery.
Oh, that reminds me, Joe, my father has a bone to pick with you. I was talking to him the other day, and he was like, no, couldn't help but notice that Joe has stopped thanking me for the music.
Ooh, I will say, you know who else noticed that? This one.
You know what's delightful about that, though, is that this will not come out until so 2 months from now, which will be 2 months of episodes where you continue to not thank
me. Maybe I'll record my own little secret thank you and slip it into the episode.
I would say, I started giggling and, like, really laughing about it, and then he was like, no, I'm just joking, I'm just kidding, it is not a big deal, it is so cool to hear my music, and I was like, Dad,
you know, as
you said it. I don't know what to tell you.
As the sign said on the door to my fifth grade homeroom.
Oh.
Or maybe it was like above the wall. It was like right there. There's a little bit of truth in every just kidding. And I remember that because I would walk in every day, look at it, and go, fuck you.
And there's a little bit of truth in that. Ooh, dangerous.
Yeah,
sorry, I stole a coaster and thought I was Papa Frank at the altar and just... any of our listeners, we're going to get to the Kraken in a second, but
maybe.
If you could please slide into our DMs on Instagram at The Mythical Menagerie or email us at mythicalmenageriepodcast@gmail.com and let me know if that video of Pope Francis is where he, what's it called when you like just yank the tablecloth but everything stays?
Magic. What do you mean?
Yeah.
What is it called?
I didn't know if there was
like
a
tablecloth.
Yeah, the tablecloth trick. I wanted a shorter way to describe what happened.
It's an illusion.
Yeah, a trick is something a whore does for money.
Illusions,
it is in line from arrested development, Sarah.
But if anyone knows if that video
okay.
of Papa Frank, aka Pope Francis, doing the tablecloth illusion.
To an altar
with the tabernacle, like the one with the tabernacle on it, not the altar that's in front of the tabernacle. Like it's got
the monstrance might be on there.
Oh my god!
And he
nails it. It goes great, which is what leads me to believe it's fake.
He's one of the most confident popes.
He truly is. Anyway.
I have him on my keychain.
Yeah.
No, I don't. He fell off.
Let us know.
I have St. Patrick and I have JP2.
Yeah. JP2.
Is that the sequel to me? Cool.
Yeah, just let us know in the comments sometime or sign into the DMs, email us. If you have any cited source.
For this answer.
Yeah, that's fine.
It'd be a nice little Christmas present to us.
Anywho. We can get started on the Kraken. I have three notes for natural history. It is a Scandinavian sea monster, likely based off of giant squids. It appears in the poem titled The Kraken by Alfred Lord Tennyson. And it dwells on the coasts of Norway and Greenland and terrorizes nearby sailors. Does anybody have anything to add to that?
Colossal.
Mm-hmm.
The size of a small island.
I saw that as well.
Krakens are said to be able to encircle a ship with their arms and drag the vessel under the waves. Equally dangerous is the powerful whirlpool created when the creature submerges
mm-hmm.
that can
mm-hmm.
suck down any ships that escape its grasp.
Mm-hmm. I do have, according to an old Norwegian natural history book, I kind of want to try and say the name because I think that could be funny, but I also am just gonna just ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Konungs Skugsja, yeah, I say nailed it.
I am one quarter Norwegian.
And you can tell me that's absolutely correct.
So good. So good.
But according to that natural history book, they cannot reproduce, and there are only two in existence. It said reasons why that was believed, but that's all I've written down, and that's all that I recall. But, so, it can't reproduce, which means that there are just two Krakens living for eternity, essentially, in the wild, and ruining, animals' lives, including human animals. We're all animals, but ruining a bunch of lives. So I don't necessarily think there are any, unless you guys have anything to say, I don't think there are necessarily any ethical reasons we should not wild capture one or both, arguably. As they, to my knowledge, they provide nothing for the ecosystem. Well,
I don't know, it might, yeah.
I mean, there are so many humans on this earth, but really, the ones that are, like,
but
sailing,
also,
are they the ones we need to worry? Like,
yeah, come on, sailors, what's going on? Like, why are you still out there? We got planes, trains, automobiles, what's going on the water?
I would argue that Krakens probably hold an important place in the ocean's ecosystem.
I imagine
the balance
populations
of,
in check.
I imagine that the real versions of them, the giant squids and colossal squids, hold it decently important.
Yes.
Sure. That's something I wanted to add. This book says in 1857 the Kraken moved from myth to reality with the proof of the existence of the giant squid.
So it is a giant squid and it can reproduce. So we're operating off of the idea that it can reproduce.
I guess.
I think we could.
I mean, there's.
Okay.
Because
that's the other thing, too, is, like, if it can't reproduce and there are only two and they do have an important, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Then it's not so good. But if they're just a couple of shit starters, you know? Just a couple of dudes just out there.
I feel like in the conceit of the pod.
Dropping ships.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good for the ocean ecosystem.
Ships.
You know what I mean?
You need to go drop a ship.
All those poop decks. Sorry, I am a parrot. It's a pity. Okay. I also saw that Wikipedia says that some accounts say that there are spikes on their suckers. Is also does anybody know the proper terminology for
suckers?
Because I didn't like saying it. And I know it's got to be
wrong. I thought
wrong,
the spikes were on
but
the back of their tentacles. And then the suckers.
I'm open to that. I just wrote down verbatim what I saw on
spikes on.
The
yeah, you did just write three words. Spikes on suckers.
Yeah.
Spikes on suckers.
And that's where the notes end.
Sarah's
I don't know.
Walking away.
I'm not
what
walking
they
away.
Eat.
I am reconnecting to Wi-Fi because my phone is down.
Got it.
And it's doing its best.
I mean.
But. Yeah. So. As far as, I mean, I guess we can start with the ethics of bringing one in, which we're assuming that it can reproduce, so.
Yeah. But also, I think so far in the pod, we have just kind of gone off the, we can have this, we have acquired this, and I feel like that's safe for this. We don't necessarily, because there are others where, yeah, I think we are just going in with the,
someone said, hey, I've got Kraken.
God
it?
Laid down a hand and said, take this, and or don't, but that's it.
Okay.
We are divinely being given these objets to animal.
So, does anybody know anything about the management and or care required for cephalopods? Because I assure you I don't.
Sarah and
goodness.
Talked to Lydia at work. Who had worked with, briefly with some squids and then more with some octopi.
One octopus.
Ooh, octopus.
Little Pacific octopus. Cute.
Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao. and now.
Coming out of retirement.
I was so proud that we talked about that and I remembered it that I don't remember any of the information she said. But Sarah might.
Two things.
Thing number one, they need enrichment.
Mm-hmm. But thing number one, water salinity, super important.
Yeah.
Tammy, another keeper. Hope you don't mind the shout out. Tam, love ya.
Tim Tam.
We didn't use last names, it's okay.
Use
Tammy Bahong.
A refractometer when she worked with sea turtles to make sure the salinity was right.
Hmm.
And Britt's got one, so.
So we're set.
What very cute endearing term does Sarah Hart use to refer to my refractometer?
Wait, can I guess?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's two words?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, wait, come back to me.
Baby, come back.
I can't come back to you. This is the bit.
Baby, come back to me. Because
I don't know why, but now my brain...
I don't know anyone else is guessing.
Yeah, my brain's just thinking about Billy Porter now, so it's gone.
I call it a... Do you want to guess?
Refractometer. Did I get it?
What is the official term again?
A refractometer.
Refractometer.
Let me explain to you how it's used.
A real brachometer.
That's it.
Did I get it?
A Connor Beer Telescope.
Oh.
Because you
not
you
at all what I was going to
no,
guess.
Flip open
really
the thing there. And you put a drop of beer or cider and you flip the thing closed and then you look through it and it tells you the something
future?
Something gravity, specific gravity.
It tells you basically yes, specific gravity, but it measures dissolved solids in a liquid. So whether that's sugar when you're fermenting things or salt when you're trying to maintain your aquatic atmosphere.
Crushed it.
Yeah. Beer telescope. It's so fucking cute.
It's a beer telescope.
It's really cute. It's like a, what's that thing? It's got beads. You flip it around.
Kaleidoscope.
Yeah.
Oh.
We bought a kaleidoscope for Anna Britt's niece once, and she didn't quite get it, but she was very cute with it.
Her favorite thing at the time was rainbows, and it's a rainbow in a tube
makes
that
sense.
You can carry around.
My mother carries a kaleidoscope in her purse.
It's delightful.
For...
fun.
Okay.
She likes them.
All I want you guys to do is
cool.
to just...
I don't know what to tell you.
Picture that... Pretend you're me.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk out of our bedroom to find the light of your life, Anna Britt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the kitchen, holding a little telescope up to her eye. She just had it.
Mm-hmm.
It just appeared, and she just suddenly had a telescope.
And you have to point it at a light source. So I'm often like standing at the
just
back
like a
window,
kaleidoscope,
peering into the horizon.
Yeah. It's a goddamn telescope. And then when I said, "What is that?" she was like, "It's my refractometer."
Cool.
No.
She sounds like a nerd.
She is a nerd.
I've never met her, but jeez.
Never
one
met her.
Norwegian nerd.
Nerdwegian.
Anyway, salinity of the water is important.
Okay.
So we would need to keep tabs on that. I assume water temperature would be...
I mean, I think they go
colder.
From top of water to bottom of water, and that's less cold to the coldest.
Yeah, but
so.
Should we be somewhere in the middle? Should we be very cold?
Could
like,
it be all?
Could it be all? We could have an ocean. Just a
can,
small a
is
sea.
Is the tagline to this podcast, could it be all?
Yes.
I do know that the largest aquarium, at least in North America, is the one at Disney's Animal Kingdom, and it is larger than the Epcot Dome.
Epcot.
Wowee.
Shout out.
Here's...
So
I do have concerns with... Can it be housed with anything else? Because I feel like it's going to eat
so.
Everything.
Yeah.
So then it becomes a question of... Is it worth the amount of space that's going to be required?
Well, okay.
Because, like, at least with Bigfoot, you can use that space to do conservation programs for, like, real animals.
Well, so here's my weird idea, and it's maybe bad and wrong, and y'all can let me know, for how we
house.
I'm going
to eat all these chips again.
You really are.
I'm
but you bought them this time.
Pizza rolls.
Okay. So, we got a big park, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some areas, there
the
will be...
The Lazy River has the Kraken.
No, but yes. No, but yes.
No,
no but yes. So, Some of the areas, there will be, like, lakes.
Four or five
around.
I think I see where you're
the
going
entire
with this.
The under area of our park is all a giant water tank that he can that it sometimes surfaces
is
in big lakes
I
around.
I love it.
Right?
Is the Kraken similar to octopus in that it can squeeze itself into any, almost any crevice and shape?
It wouldn't be able to do any because it's so big.
So big, right?
But it would be a little smaller than...
Mm-hmm.
I would assume it has
yeah.
a beak and that it can fit into anything that is size of or smaller than or bigger than its beak.
Okay.
I saw a picture of a, like...
That would still be really big.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
it's the size of a
small island.
Yeah. There was a picture of, like, a giant squid beak or something that was, like, as big as a hand.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe not that big.
But it would be bigger than that.
Because
mm-hmm.
they're mm-hmm.
orders of magnitude smaller than even
the
Kraken, so.
Still not as
big.
Maybe not as big as that.
Yeah, we would have to design the cracks and crevices.
Mm-hmm. Could we have a central elevator thing that took you down into the deep dark below, into a little glass space so you could look and maybe see him swimming by.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know,
I mean,
like,
you might
you
not,
because
it's
going to
be big, but yeah.
And you can see, like, you can walk through the shark tunnel.
I will say, I love those tunnels.
Same.
They're so calming.
Yeah.
Aquariums are kind of the best to visit,
mm-hmm.
I gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
For me personally.
If I could just have a jellyfish room in my house.
Mm.
The one in Monterey that has just, it's just
mm-hmm.
a ceiling of jellyfish.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, that would be great. Although... You know the...
You can get
the,
fake jellyfish.
Aren't the jellyfish displays, like... A jellyfish lives in, like, dark waters and is, like, basically see-through for all intents and purposes. So, like, when you see jellyfish exhibits, they usually have, like, lights. And so what you think is a beautiful, like, pink and purple jellyfish is, like, that's just the light that you see. You
I'd,
know?
Be,
yeah,
I'd be fine
but,
with that in my home because I can change the color of my jellyfish.
You're right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Our good friend Lydia, shout out, also said that when she worked with squid for food, they just kind of blended up whatever they had left over from everyone else and pushed it into the water.
It does seem from what from what I read, the Kraken just eats a lot of fish.
Mm-hmm.
Just all of them. But interesting fact, to get those fish, it poops.
What?
So, there was one thing that was like, they eat so many fish, because one of the ways you could tell a Kraken was coming was like, you're catching so many fish, because they
mm-hmm,
all swimming away
mm-hmm.
from the Kraken. And somebody was like, they gotta get all those fish, so how do they get them? Well, they attract them, with their poop. So, apparently, their poop, they eat all them fish, and then they go, blah, 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 here, spew it or vomit it out or whatever, and then it makes it all muddied and turbid. But all the fish love it, so they come in and then it eats them all up, and then it does it again, and then it does it again, and then it does it again.
Cool. Hear me out.
So we might have some poopy water.
We get too many fish. So many fish.
Too many fish.
And we get a big cast mold of a pirate ship, and we freeze the fish into the shape of a pirate ship.
I love it.
So for enrichment, he could take down a pirate ship.
He has to find it in whichever lake.
And it's also made of fish, and it is one big snack.
Could we also just give him a pirate ship?
Absolutely.
And just dump some fish on the top of it.
100%.
Yeah.
I just also want to make a ridiculous...
I would also worry, how would you get those parts of the ship? Not that we need to necessarily remove it, but, like, if we're giving him one, and then you give him another, like,
his lower space is just going to be
ships.
But it's,
and
like,
he might
it's
not be
the
able
water.
To navigate as well.
You might be able to put in, I bet you there are small things that break down things at the bottom of the ocean that Kraken does not eat.
But we could also have some kind of... I don't know that training with him would necessarily be possible.
Maybe.
I don't know. But we could have something where we are going to feed him at Lake Hades
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
Greek town.
Ladies.
We're going to feed him at Ladies in Greek town at noon on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we know he's going to be there at noon on Thursday, and we could have some kind of like almost like dredging system that would pull the bottom of his space.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know where we put it.
Yeah. But it's maybe possible.
Something we could put it into a little trash compactor, and it would spit out a little cube.
Oh, that would be cute if we had a little Wally. A little team of Wally.
That'd be pretty cute.
Okay, I'm sold. A waterproof Wally.
Under Waddies.
I hated that, to be honest. I mean, I loved it, but I hated it.
Pretty good. Is the wizard in here?
No. I don't think so. Okay. I think he went. He said, you know what? It's not worth it.
I got some footage for you, though.
I saw the picture you sent me.
So there's also a video.
Oh, no. Is he hands up?
I didn't send you the video because it looked like garbage.
Okay. That's okay.
That's fair.
Okay, well, I mean, we've got a pretty good
start to it.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to just take a break just to be safe, and then we'll come back and tackle it maybe after we do a bit of light reading?
I have to correct myself.
Let us know in the comments or slide into our DMs on Mythical Menagerie, the Mythical Menagerie on Instagram, or email us at mythicalmenageriepodcast@gmail.com if you can name that movie reference. I'll say it again. A bit of light reading.
Okay. My fun thing to come back in.
Oh.
This is fun.
Try not to sound too excited.
On my Googling, at the bottom of the sites, they give you some fun personalized ads.
Oh.
Obviously.
Did not know. What did you get?
A shirt that just says, I love my wife.
That's one of your favorite things.
I do have a sticker in my water bottle that says, I love my wife.
Really?
Yeah. Don't have a wife, but I do love her.
Yeah, well, that's really sweet. What are these days?
New
character loves his wife.
Sam's Club. One time, 100 years ago, we were going to play D&D with Daniel and Grant and Bev and maybe you?
Yeah, I believe I was involved.
And
I heard rumblings. Didn't Maggie want to be the DM?
Okay. And then I was speaking with Joseph.
Hello.
And was like, I don't know exactly how we got to the topic, but I mentioned, like, what if my character dies? And he says, you'll just make a new one. And then we were talking about what I would name that new character, and we just took the words new character and turned it into a name of Nuke Rarictor. And then we started coming up with other characters, like Sam Sklub.
Yeah, we went into stores really quick.
Yeah. Immediately, one might say.
Yeah.
But then we came up with... Somebody said, what is Nuke Rarictor like?
Abercrombie.
Sure.
Abercrombie
is good. He's got a pet named Fitch.
A little sidekick.
Yeah.
A little companion animal.
But the main character is...
I hate that that's the first story I came up with. Continue.
We've talked about Abercrombie a lot.
So much.
The main... Nuke Rarictor's main characteristic is he's just a big wife guy.
He loves his wife. And Sam's Glove doesn't have a wife, but he will propose to any woman he finds to try and get one.
Yeah, he's a terrible person.
Sounds great.
Back to
welcome,
the cracking.
Yeah, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us. Back on the break, we've been talking about the Kraken and mostly other things, but we have touched on the Kraken here and there. We're going to continue to discuss the habitat, I think, right now.
Yeah.
Sarabi brought up the idea and necessity of hides, which is probably going to be important.
Not animal furs.
Not
places for the Kraken to hide. Which I... Like, do we need them? Because on the one hand, if he wants to be seen, he's up and big.
I think he technically has hides because there's places that are underground where nothing could see him.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be nice to have little cave systems.
And should he have a lake space that we would have
away.
On CCTV.
Ooh, ooh, no, I like it. It's CC, but it's SEA.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't, your smug little face.
My face is always smug.
Just the upward nod and lean back is what got me. The and yes, giggle, my little pets.
Who am I?
I just imagine you with a hairless cat, but a lot of
ooh,
fur.
I would love a sphinx.
I know. That's how I picture you in my
mind.
I want
a munchkin sphinx.
Like, oh, a munchkin.
I want a munchkin cat.
Is that a mythical
and I
creature?
Don't
yeah, I think so.
If it is ethical to have them.
I don't think it is.
I think that they have some messed up health issues.
Yeah. Well,
they're so cute.
I mean, at this point, though, there are so many, like, breed-specific rescues.
You might be able to find a munchkin
that
one.
You, yeah, but
true.
The odds are it was surrendered or put into the shelter mm-hmm. system because of those medical issues being incredibly expensive and someone got it and was
yeah.
like, I don't want to do this and I don't know how you feel, but I know that when I adopt an animal, I need one that is relatively inexpensive medically, at least
mm-hmm.
for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will go to the ends of the earth.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, if you've got a brachiocephalic dog already, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, I don't know that I can...
Sorry, that was such a long word it took me.
Support.
Yeah,
I just,
yeah, yeah,
I would want them
you.
To
I'm
be
you.
Able...
To
we're zookeepers. Yeah, I would
to
want
function.
Them to be able to live their highest quality of life, and if I cannot pay for their meds or their,
yeah.
you know, like, when we were looking to adopt a dog, there were some dogs that, I forget, there was this Frenchie that needed, like, a palate surgery, which is, like, common for
mm-hmm.
the Frenchies, and it was, like, 2 racks, and then its adoption fee was... 300
mm-hmm.
because it's a Frenchie, and they were like, well, I mean, you
yeah.
got a Frenchie from a rescue. So
yeah.
300 is pretty cheap for a Frenchie. And you're like, I get that, but like.
But also, on top of.
I don't make a lot per hour.
Anyway, I think we should
my
have.
My new single out now.
I think we should have maybe a lake that's got some stuff for him, like some little bath toys.
Yeah. Oh,
some giant rubber duckies.
He'd love it.
Yeah.
Or she. But away from people so that they could
mm-hmm.
come up
yeah.
and be in the sun, be in some warmer waters without
when
yeah.
it
being
comes,
on display.
Yeah, when it comes down to the, we're going to have the elevator system that carries
mm-hmm.
people down. Are they going to be able to walk a certain distance, or is it like you go in this elevator and then you go down?
Ooh.
And it's almost like a shark
underwater
experience.
Restaurant.
Ooh.
Oh. Underwater again. I'm mad. That's twice within 7 minutes. Oh, I'm pissed.
I like it.
Yeah.
I was mostly thinking you get a little tube down, that's the elevator, you step
mm-hmm.
out of the elevator, and you're in a little ring around the elevator that is glass.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the idea of an underwater restaurant, because then we're in a theme,
mm-hmm.
right, and with whatever.
Yep. You can eat fish while you watch it. Eat fish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it a little sushi restaurant?
Would it be
omakase?
Unethical to serve...
Poke!
Calamari. Would that just
I mean,
be rude?
That sounds very good, though.
I don't know. I fed... Never mind. Chickens to Mr. Chicken.
I was
not
gonna say...
chickens.
Yeah.
Not whole chickens.
Well, I mean...
He loved it.
I'm sure the Kraken would absolutely eat a small
oh, yeah.
squid.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think... And we can then latch on to the AZA's, what's their, they have a program, it comes with a pamphlet, like you can, AZA facilities, like the aquariums and stuff will hand out little pamphlets that help you learn
the
about
ethical fishing
yeah,
and all that.
Ethical
mm-hmm.
fishing
mm-hmm.
and like
mm-hmm.
sourcing.
Safe Seafood by the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Yes, Safe Seafood.
God, there's a lot of S's in this episode.
Yeah. So... Well, okay, so then what's an underwater restaurant title with a lot of S's?
Sunderwater's restaurant.
Sunderwater's
restaurant. More like a stress-tron-t, but...
Ayo.
That's fine. That's fun.
I thought you were just pressing the stop button. That's fine. We're done.
So that then comes back to, though, because ultimately, if you're in the Sunderwater's restaurant...
per C. That's a very specific restaurant joke.
I think
there's a famous restaurant called Per Se by Thomas the French Laundry. Anyway. My family will love it.
Yeah, you can complete the thought if you want.
No, that was it.
I wish you could have all seen Joe's stance when he said that.
He just went meerkat manner on you. Just little feet up. But if, so, you're at the restaurant, and obviously the walls and ceiling, mm-hmm. it's a glass dome where the Kraken can be. If the Kraken is not there, is that... Are you now just in a dingy...
No. There'll be lights.
Have nice lighting and...
There'll be, like, some kelp around
cafe
or something.
Vibes.
Aren't you...
I mean, it's not a bad memory, but why? I had my first kiss at a Rainforest Cafe.
That's cute.
Is it?
Okay, hold on.
Was it the animatronic hippo that every 27 minutes went...
The creaky...
The tree frog.
I just spat everywhere.
I have been to a Rainforest Cafe one time.
I'm vaccinated.
And I was small.
I spat everywhere.
I'm vaccinated.
Are you talking that to the microphone? To the iPad?
No, I had
the guests who aren't gonna, or the guests, the listeners who aren't gonna get your spit on them. I have
guests.
Been to a Rainforest Cafe one time, and it was when I was small, and it is a beautiful memory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was great.
Stop talking shit about it because don't ruin it.
Yeah.
No, it's an incredible.
I would do anything to go back to a Rainforest Cafe.
It's where
Rainforest
I grew up.
Cafes are. And just the,
I mean,
the concept alone is incredible.
Would you rather go to a Rainforest Cafe or a Senior Frogs?
Ooh. Rainforest Cafe. I feel like
I don't even know what Senior Frogs is.
It's a bad Rainforest Cafe.
I feel like Senior Frogs is like
frog.
Out here only.
I think
like
so.
I don't know that I've seen it East Coast. But Rainforest Cafes make me think of, do you ever remember like in... The one and only Rainforest Cafe in Nashville that I've ever seen, and when I was growing up, that's the only Rainforest Cafe I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it was in this big-ass mall that was in a circle, Opry Mills Mall, shout out. But right outside of the Rainforest Cafe were those, like, water massage things. Which, like, now that we're in a panoramic, I just, like, the idea of these things are heinous. But
just
it's basically
any...
a tanning bed that you just get into in the middle of the mall, fully clothed, unlike tanning beds. But then it just shuts on you, and then there's water that, like, sprays on you through the... Oh, my God.
Yeah,
and it's like a massage. And I never saw anyone using it. It was like... And then you had the oxygen bar
mm-hmm.
nearby. Oh, man. What a throwback. Opry Mills. Wonder what's in there now. Probably none of that.
Yeah, that... All mall massages
culture.
Are gone.
Mall massages.
Like, do you think mall massages are ever coming back?
I don't know. That's a bummer. That's kind of a bummer. I mean, I never used one, but like...
The only, like, airport massage, I can maybe see. Mall massage, no. What do you...
Yeah.
I hung out at malls a lot, but I was never... Never needed to relax
while
I was there.
Yeah. There were, this was at Opry Mills too, they had, like, other sections where they just had, like, barca loungers with the massagers in them.
God,
so you'd, like, pay.
Big mall.
It was a huge mall. It was disgustingly large.
It
was
it, like, fancy? Did you have, like, a Chanel and a...
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
It was really big. It was, Bass Pro Shops. And, like, really big Forever 21, and, like, the...
Sure.
Like, there was, like, a Nike outlet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting outlet in quotes, because they tell you that it's an outlet, and then they charge the same amount of money. It was like that vibe. And it was just a big ass loop. And there was just kiosks of trash and so good.
I stopped listening because I was looking at Rainforest Cafe locations.
Where's the closest one?
Ontario Falls, Canada.
Not Canada.
What?
California.
Okay.
I was like, surely that's where to stay.
Rainforest Cafe has fled the U.S.
Oh, man.
I mean, they've got one in Tokyo. They've got one in Paris. Yeah. They've got one in
London. Let's go to Tokyo.
In the United Arab Emirates.
Can we please... Please, all fly to Tokyo. Go to
the
Rainforest Cafe. Go back into the airport and fly home.
Yes.
Good.
I'm absolutely down for that. Speaking of Rainforest Cafes, as rainforests are known for their beautiful vegetation,
Ontario
do we need
Mills.
Plants
Not
in,
Ontario Falls.
In this habitat?
Water plant? Yeah, seaweed, kelp, coral.
Here's
not
what
maybe
I'm
a coral.
Uh huh.
If possible, and I don't know if it will be because a kraken.
Mm-hmm.
If
mm-hmm.
possible, the area around. The
underwater restaurant.
Sunderswater restaurant.
Sweater weather restaurant.
Yeah, the sweater weather restaurant.
Sorry.
Mr. Wizard's here. He's cute.
Mr. Wizard is a science teacher.
He's a science teacher.
Mr. Wizard, there was a...
Continue, sorry.
There was a man named Mr. Wizard before Bill Nye, who was like Bill Nye.
Ah.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought you were just giving him a personality.
Yeah,
no, I was rolling. I yes-anded you so hard.
It was a, 1970s reference.
Oh my god.
That was what, Beekman's place?
Beekman's? I don't know that
sounds
one.
Sounds familiar.
He was like,
I mean,
kooky Bill Nye. You thought Bill Nye was kooky.
Sorry, I'm wrong. Like 50s and 60s.
Oh my goodness gracious.
You're so old.
You
I'm
really
very old.
Are. You're almost as old as Mr. Wizard.
Almost.
Plants.
Area
Plants
around
restaurant.
The sweater weather restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe lit.
Yeah.
So that if he comes through, you can see him really well.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
ooh, we
pretty
could,
clean.
Maybe. What
to
we,
the best of our ability. But again, I don't know if we can send a scuba group down.
Yeah.
Let me finish my thought.
No, I know. Okay. I'm just excited. It's a fun idea.
It's a fun idea.
I don't know if we can send scuba teams back there or down there.
Yeah.
Safely,
mm-hmm.
by any means. But an option. And that way you're not eating dinner in a dingy Sunderswater's restaurant. I don't know why we
have two. Forks.
Two
yeah.
forks.
I would,
and there's like just wreckage
yeah.
next to you.
I would imagine we could have some airlock there so it'd be easier for Scooter
mm-hmm.
to like clear that area.
Yeah.
Well, arguably, we should be able to. I mean, he's going to have so many places to go that we should be able to barricade, like have slat. Like,
oh, yeah.
Metal.
Shift
door,
him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just. I don't necessarily know that shift training is, like, official shift training is an option, but like you
we
said, if we feed him at one,
yeah,
and he's got to search around, but once he finds his food and we know that he's there and our
mm-hmm.
the keepers see him, get confirmation, you shut that door wherever it is and clean parts of the habitat
that he can't
get through.
And we could even potentially shut down something so that he had access to Lake A
mm-hmm.
and could go over to Lake B.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
as
it could
long
be
as
a
he
whole...
can't get to...
And the having a maze system for him could be incredibly enriching.
Mm-hmm.
Do we... Because, I mean, I know aquariums and things, they'll have sharks in mixed species exhibits.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea and hope... And generally what happens is if that shark is fed well and often
mm-hmm.
enough, it's not going to go and
yeah.
eat everything else in the
yeah.
habitat. So do we think that's a possibility? Or
potentially.
As it is a kraken and huge, how much food do we need to feed it?
A lot. But I also don't know that we necessarily need to house it with other mythical creatures.
Yeah.
But we could house it with... We could try and be helping sustainable seafood...
Oh.
By doing, like,
farm-raised...
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know.
Tuna. Uh-huh.
Salmon. I don't know. Something.
Yeah. Something.
Sea bass.
I like
and,
that.
I don't know. We're always trying to contribute to conservation.
Yeah. Okay, but here, fun idea.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
That helps. No, 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 you're fine. I was the one being rude. That helps with the guests going down to the, I don't have another pun or joke or anything. The Sunder Sodder Snesnot.
Snesnot.
Is we could have, so there's the glass dome inside that restaurant. In between glass dome and Kraken, there is another bubble of larger glass dome around that dome that we then have water in that we can have other fish in.
Mm.
So they would always have fish and stuff to see,
mm-hmm.
but then you would still be able, it wouldn't be so thickly populated and planted that you wouldn't be able to see through it to the other water, and then if Kraken comes through, you can see Kraken.
I like that.
Oh, I didn't breathe.
It's okay. Great. Enrichment and training. Do we think the Kraken could be interested in training? Because they are obviously going to be smart, but at the same time, I'm assuming they're pretty, it's when you don't really fuck with being around solitary.
They're so good. That's a good sit, Bubba.
But you know what I mean? Like, they don't necessarily enjoy interaction with other animals or.
Yeah, and I don't think
species.
They're. I don't think they are a social.
So.
Critter.
Obviously, they're not the same.
I don't think
same.
We can have more than one, and I don't know that they need to.
Be building a bond. Like, working on building a bond with. Any
but
trainers?
They do train giant octopuses.
Oh, okay.
So, I think it is possible that it could be
for what kind
to
of
training.
Things, though?
Well, it's an article, and I'm scanning it.
Because
do you guys know that there's a newly legalized steroid that can get you jacked without exercise? Like this bearded
Thank
man?
Goodness. Oh, geez.
Yeah, he's disgusting. Anyway.
I don't like jacked
men?
Older men. There's something
no
about, like,
does.
Like a strong peck on someone who looks like David Letterman that I just can't fuck with.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Like old buff Santa.
Yeah.
They're both Santa.
I don't like my Santa's buff.
No.
I don't like him buff at all.
Okay, as three people who train animals... How do you react to this sentence some trainer said about talking about the giant octopus training? If every arm is kind of polite, you reinforce that arm and very quickly it understands if I'm in the water and I'm still and I'm kind of paying attention and I'm not stealing things, I'm going to get a piece of food. Every arm is being polite.
Yeah, that's, I think...
But when it is... When all
with
those
the,
arms are around an entire
and
lake.
When it's the Kraken, I think we would have to train, obviously, protective contact, but I mean protective contact in a way.
Like,
almost
not,
like with the great apes, how, like, you have those feeding doors.
It might have to be...
giant target
ball. Just, like, three people holding up.
And you just...
I think it would have to be something like... Food gets dropped to it.
Yeah,
a little helicopter.
I think you're training him through the glass. His target.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't actually touch it because that big ass target pole is gonna say thank you so much, and now it's his target
and now
pole.
Three keepers are going to
now it's lodged diagonally in one of the doorways that leads to the restaurant. This Sunder Sodder says.
Son or daughter.
Son or daughter.
The son or daughter restaurant.
Yeah, I don't know. So we can train some things. I don't think we can train things like a voluntary blood draw or...
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Things where you have to have contact with a part of his body.
One side spiky, the other side sucky.
Yeah.
The old
just...
fucking spike.
That's the name of the restaurant.
Everything is served on toothpicks.
Yeah, it's a
the old
it's a, it's half
sushi and half yakitori. So it's just...
Oh my god. Speaking... Okay, the other thing on the list is exit pools, which, that's not what I mean at all, but those lake points where he can breach and mm-hmm. come up and be in technically non... Technically, like, open mm-hmm. air, like, there is nothing
we
between
all know
him
octopi
and the...
escape habitats if you are not mm-hmm. careful. Mm-hmm. I want to say that I saw something where either a researcher or a keeper of some kind would, like, come in the morning and all of his shit would be fucked with.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be like, what? Like, what happened? What happened? And they didn't know, and... Eventually, they, like, put up cameras, and the octopus mm-hmm. was climbing out of the habitat, like, touching everything, and then right back in.
Yeah. Yeah. They just...
And I was like, what? Why?
And
yeah.
I
Whereas
have
if
concerns.
Kraken does that, that's just, like, kill this, kill this,
yeah.
kill this.
But
goodbye.
Again, I do think its body weight would be...
Yeah, I think there's a...
A terrible hindrance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On land.
Yeah. But how much space do we think needs to be between the...
It's
lake.
Also, if we...
And...
Yeah.
The
if,
guest.
If,
like, how
I
far
was gonna
does that need
body
to be?
Length, but... It's
well,
a, at least an arm... At least,
would we,
at least
further away
arm,
from an arm,
for
because...
Sure.
Would it be possible to not have to do a huge amount of space if, at the top of our very... The top of our very tall glass walls around the lake was a... considering the Kraken size, pretty decent electrical wire. Because it has to reach a tentacle around...
I
and
don't know
great.
That it should
I...
touch electricity.
Oh,
because
water.
Water.
It's in water, and that's bad. And totally forgot about that. Yep, it's a water thing. Guys, I've never worked with any aquatic creatures, so...
No, I was like, you know, that's a really good point.
Well, then what's electricity but okay with water? Spikes?
Well... I mean, you could arguably... Yeah, I think it'd have to be something more passive, because I don't know, like... Because when you
could
think about,
be,
like, spikes or like, barbed
if,
wire or something, like, I feel like their little skin membranes and their
yeah.
tissues are so thin.
Could there be some
that
sort of
be...
alarm system that maybe would then flash a bunch of lights and make noise that would scare it down?
You could...
I don't know if that's scary.
I don't know that would scare it. It literally sinks ships, and I just imagine
but it sank
that
like
makes
wooden,
a bit of
it
noise.
Sank like, it sank like Norwegian wooden ships, which aren't the loudest and brightest things in the world. Sorry, Norway.
Your wooden ships
are
not
wooden ships
that
are
bright.
So boring.
They're so quiet,
they're so
dull.
What I read on Wikipedia is that the Kraken terrorizes sailors to this day. So, I feel like...
Oh, also, when it goes underwater, it, like, creates giant whirlpools.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think that matters for us that much, but...
I think that would be a fun way for it to deal with enrichment items,
oh, yeah.
though. I'm sure it would have mm-hmm. so much fun drowning little giant rubber duckies.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could get one of those giant little octopus tosses where it's a little octopus and you throw the rings onto its tentacles. That could be cute.
That's pretty cute.
Are we throwing the rings onto the Kraken's tentacles?
No, the Kraken
okay.
can throw the rings
onto
the giant
Do we
want
to give the Kraken something to throw?
It could be fun.
A giant ring that it just...
It could be fun.
Could be fun.
If it's inflatable.
Ooh,
sure.
Okay. There we go. And then it can hit
it
somebody in
the
laser river.
It would still hurt if someone
there.
Got hit with it.
Yeah, but they wouldn't die.
But they wouldn't die, and that's...
Might.
I mean...
If it's a small
happened.
Child.
Oh, but we won't let them in.
Sorry, you're small, you can't come.
Who do you think would win in a fight, the Kraken or the Kappa?
Kraken.
The Krappa.
Kraken.
I'm just wondering if we can give him access to Kappa Kappa Island or whatever.
I think it would... One tentacle just...
I mean, technically, the Kappa is not there, but,
mm-hmm.
like...
Yeah, there's a cardboard cutout of a Kappa at the zoo.
Oh, sad. Okay, well, I guess the last thing to talk about then, or the last two things, is the filtration of the water.
Oh, yeah.
A lot?
I think we would need a lot.
I think it would have to be like multiple times, you sure? It'd have to be like multiple filtration systems throughout.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we,
potentially each lake would need to have one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The underwater space would
need,
to
have
like
its
eight.
Own. Yeah.
It might be something where you have to like shut him or her out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Do a big filtration? I don't know if those are active
well,
things
the,
or not.
Yeah,
I don't understand water.
Filtration.
Multiple aquariums here in the States, and I'm sure globally this occurs, but I am, you know how the U.S. kids are. We're so...
Us kids. We're
egocentric,
kids in
America. Yeah. We only know things about the States. But many aquariums here have filtration systems that literally pull ocean water from the ocean, filter it multiple times, run it through their habitats, and then filter it two
again.
More times, or filter it again, and then kick it back out into the ocean cleaner than when they pulled it. So it like ends up being kind of a conservation thing in itself.
I mean, if we're near a coast, which we can be if we want to, we could do
even,
that.
Even if we're not, I feel like there's got to be a way to... We're richer than God. We can...
One
although
big
I don't know that...
America.
I was going to say, actually,
I think
there are
great.
A couple of people who have something to say about pipelines.
Some recent pipeline moves weren't great.
Okay, we'll be next to the coast.
No. What if it was... What
if
we called
next to the coast, we could have... Just a big space where we
like
do kraken feedings.
Like it has access to ocean.
It can just
be
in the ocean.
But what if it leaves?
Cause it
then it leaves. You know, we don't have to
have
house it always.
But will it
but
come
I
back?
I love the underwater restaurant.
Yeah,
is the thing.
I think
I would keep
think
them
we
just
use,
for
we
the
use
next.
The coast. Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
okay, never mind.
We use the ocean to get the water.
Mm-hmm.
We use the ocean to get the water.
One time I sent my sister a picture, or I sent my whole family a picture that I took while we were on the coast at Salt Point State Park, and it was like the ocean, and then the land, and then the big-ass fire that got us evacuated from
mm-hmm.
Salt Point State Park
mm-hmm.
that very same day. And my sister, like, drew an arrow to the ocean and drew an arrow to the fire and was like, Can we just...
Yeah.
It's like, great point.
Yeah. I don't fully understand... Is it the whole, like, ethics of... If you're sucking up ocean water, you're definitely getting... You're definitely getting fish.
You're sucking up ocean water.
Is the story of the scuba diver in a tree real?
What?
No. I feel like that was
what?
On Mythbusters.
Or like a CSI
or,
kind of
yeah.
show.
What?
I think there was
basically,
like there was
a there was a fire or something, or they scooped up a bunch of ocean water to take and dump somewhere.
And
I
they
think
dumped
there was a fire,
a scuba diver.
And they scooped a scuba diver, and then they found a dead body, and it was like in full scuba gear, and they're like, what a mystery! Why? Like, what kind of murderer would put their victim... And it was like, no, he like, died because he...
I wonder if he died from the drop or the bends.
Or
lack
of...
I don't think he was real.
Like, I don't know. I don't know.
I believe he is much like the Kraken, another mythical creature we could have. We can have a dead scuba driver. A scuba driver.
Scuba driver.
That's fine.
I cannot
that can, maybe that can be our gift shop item. Just like a mysterious...
I just googled scuba driver. God damn it.
It's okay to be scared. You're a dog that doesn't care. He's a little Mr. Man. He does the best that he can. It's Mr. Wizard. Oh.
She's holding her dog for the people that don't understand why that song just started.
Let's vote. Because I don't think anyone needed a second verse.
First, I would like to know if the scuba diver is
it's
real.
It's not real.
Oh,
okay. Thank you.
Good to know. That's a very funny concept, and now reason number 794 why I will not be scuba diving.
Oh, it's so good, though. It's fun. Except when you're doing it with, like, a parent and a kid, and the kid's a goddamn little prick, and he keeps kicking off your face, your
why?
Either. Oh, he just would swim right in front of you and
apparently,
flip her in the face.
When I was doing conservation in Hawaii, my family came to visit me, and when I was working, they went on like a scuba, not scuba, a snorkeling adventure, you know, without me. No one's bitter. But apparently, they were like in a group, and it was my family and like a couple other family. They didn't rent the boat themselves. Mm-hmm. Anyway. But there's a bunch of people scuba, or God,
scuba
snorkeling,
driver.
Snorkeling, strictly snorkeling, and
your sequel to Strictly.
Someone else on the ship got they got seasick and like vomited over the side of the ship, and then this little kid just swam like head down looking for sea turtles, just kicking. I was not there for it. They could have just made this up to make me even more jealous that I wasn't there. But I hope it's true. Like, it's so funny. The idea, this poor kid is having a lovely vacation.
Just the time of his life. And all of a sudden looks around.
I will say that when I was in Hawaii, on one of my days off, I went on a boat. I took a little boat charter to go to this other island to visit a cat sanctuary, Lanai Cat Sanctuary, another little shout out. But as we were going, we were going the opposite direction of the waves, and so it was real choppy, and I definitely got seasick, and I was heaving over the side. Nothing was coming out yet. But we were almost to the shore, and I was trying so hard to just keep my shit together. And then this little family, like 3 feet away from me, a little kid was like, "Mom, look, dolphins!" And literally, there were dolphins, like, playing and frolicking where I was ready to blow chunks. I didn't.
Don't bump on them.
Yeah, it took every... Like, I had to focus. I was like, I need to go somewhere else.
But, like, to spew on a dolphin. Sounds great.
Just rude. Okay, now let's vote.
I say yes.
I say yes, too.
I think it... Yeah, I thought I was maybe going to be a no because it's so big, but I think it might work.
I think it can work.
I think it's fun.
I like the idea of little lakes connected. And I really like the idea of the Sons of Anarchy restaurant.
I love it. What is our gift shop item? Dead scuba divers?
How do you market them as dead? And not just regular scuba divers.
Also, are you buying a human? Are you buying a corpse?
A corpse.
Good lord.
Okay,
Neil.
You're right. What about, we could, when we do give the Kraken the ship to sink, when we clear that debris, we can make little keychains out of little bits.
We could also, if they ever shed their spikes,
could
maybe sell those.
Right, we could do branded rubber duckies.
Cute.
Oh. Yeah.
We could probably do some things.
Can we do a really, really big plushie? Like a really big...
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, like...
The one that no one ever buys.
Yeah.
Like
that
giant
that.
Giraffe that was in FAO Schwartz.
Sure.
It was like life-size stuffed giraffe. Not stuffed.
Why was?
I'm gonna get that for my puppy.
No. Well, I don't know. I don't think so. FAO Schwartz closed. It's very sad.
Mm. Where is the giraffe now?
I don't know. Ask FAO or Schwartz or whoever it is.
We need it.
Can we do a thing where we say... Every rubber ducky bought, the money goes to...
Saving all the rubber duckies.
Saving the world. And then we have people buy tiny, like those little rubber duckies, and then we just fill one of his lakes with them.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I think he'd be happy. I think he would have a good time. As long as the enrichment program is on point, which I feel we didn't necessarily touch a lot on, but
pirate
like
ships.
What we did...
Ice
yeah.
pirate ships.
Rubber duckies.
Rubber duckies.
Dead scuba divers.
Dead scuba divers. Rubber
Octotoss.
Pirate ships.
Octotoss. Yeah, we did touch on it more than I thought. Yeah. I think there's plenty. And he's got, like you said, he's got a whole maze system that spans the entirety of our property.
Yeah.
Like,
and we could do training with him, which could be a rich. I do
would be enriching.
You can come by and stare at people in the...
You know there'd be some, like, shithead little kid who would, like, grab some calamari and be like, hey!
You know what would be fun, though? Is, like, there would be that shitty little kid, like, tapping on the glass, like, I don't see the Kraken! And then I know the Kraken would just fuck with him. Just come out of nowhere. Like, beak first. Just like, getcha! And I love that for him.
Squid in play.
That's the time. That's such a pity. I'm upset. Thanks for listening. That's been our time.
Anyway, we love you. Thanks.
Bye. Do you have a... Do you...
No, the only one I come up with is a crack. No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Just stop the episode. It doesn't work. 8 Rose. This is our postscript. P.S. P.S. Thank you to Criss Cross for our tunes, our music, our music.
I mean,
it
sounds like he's an innovator.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chris Walters.
Thank you for the music. Shout out to Joe's mom for
Mama Tunes.
The artwork. Shout out to Anna Britt for operating the Gmail. Shout out to Sarabi for operating the Instagram.
Which I'm very good at and always post in a timely manner.
Yeah. Shout out to our listeners.
And
for continuing
considering
to
this
listen.
Is coming out in 8 months, shout out to whoever may have also done something.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who can say?
She can never be
Wizard
sure.
Wizard for being so
Welcome! First podcast! Yay! He's podcast.